All right, unless you think your question is rated above an 8.5 out of 10, don't answer it, or don't ask it.
Ooh.
Okay, so this is a challenge.
John, no.
No.
Crickets.
No Josh on the ice this morning. Any update there?
Yeah, I wasn't feeling too well, so we gave him the morning off, and he should be okay for tonight, so we'll see.
Just keep him away and make sure he's
Exactly. See where he's at.
Carolina has really evolved into a top defensive team the last couple of years. What makes them so difficult to generate chances against?
Because they have top defensemen. And I know Falk's hurt, but the Slavins and the Pescis, and you go down the list, Hannafins, I think those are really good defensemen. And I think the fact that they play in Carolina has probably kept them out of the limelight a little bit. And it's, you know, those guys are playing in Toronto or Montreal. Everybody knows exactly who they are. And, but those in the game, they're really good defensemen. And so you start with that. And, they got a forward group that's bought into Bill's system, and they're hard to play against. We saw that, you know, last time we were there, and that epic 0-0 blockbuster of a game. But they know how to play D, they know how to defend, and they're a hard team to play against.
How can you address starts in this game?
Did you forget about that? You took her question away.
She pump faked. That was a pump fake. That was a pump fake. She really wasn't going to ask what she's doing. The starts against, how do you approach that? Trying to.
That one's a tough one to explain, because we understand how hard it is to keep coming from behind, and fortunately we've been okay at it. But you can't depend on that, and. It's so much easier on everybody when you're at the lead, and we just have not had a lot of those leads lately, and that has to change, because you know, it's tough to keep coming back, and you know, obviously it's a big point of contention with us is how we start, and you know, especially tonight, when knowing Carolina played last night, you don't get these opportunities very often. Usually we're on the other end of this, and we have to take advantage.
John Nesteroff continues to play a forward. You like where he's sort of advancing, sort of how he's kind of.
Well, he's. I like just having somebody on the ice that can also play D. And but he's been kind of a utility guy for us. And the one thing about Nesty, he's got skill and he can skate and he gets in on the forecheck and he will be physical, and he's kind of fit the mold with those guys on that line. And, I'll tell you, definitely hasn't hurt us, and he's given us a little bit of a boost back there.
Did you know he played a little bit beforehand? Or?
Well, I talked to him about it. I just didn't throw him in there for, you know. Yeah, he's played forward in the past, so he was very familiar with what to do and everything. And you can see he can stick to the system and play, and so it's good to see. It's good to have that in the arsenal.
Carolina doesn't allow a lot of goals. So do you feel confident in the way your team's played at even strength the last three games?
I like a lot of things we've done, actually, and the one thing is, when you play Carolina, like, you have to grind these ones out. There's not a lot of open space, and it was actually somewhat like that against Toronto. You know, it was like that against Detroit. You have to kind of fight through these games, and you know, if you start trying to open it up, you know, Carolina will make you pay. Are pretty disciplined in their structure, so like the last time we played them, I think it was, you know, the first one to make a mistake was going to end up in your net. We did that, and we just got to make sure we don't do it tonight.
We have a New Year's resolutions off the ice here. It's 2017 at midnight. What might one be, John, other than take a stroke or two off?
It starts. It starts with H. There's an E in there, an A. An L, maybe? What else?
T.
H.
And another H. So a bunch of letters bookended by two H's. Does that make sense? That's what we'd like in 2017.
Thank you.